Liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from those high Rocky Mountains, those beautiful Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. It's so good to be back with you tonight, folks, and I hope we're going to have an exciting program for you. We have a guest on tonight, and I'm going to just assume that his phone is busy and he's going to be off the phone in just a minute. We're going to hook up with Pastor Everett Ramsey. We have some serious things to talk about tonight, folks. Once again, on this weekend excursion into the Never Never Land of North, actually the San Francisco Bay Area, with this conspiracy conference that I went to, we had people come up to me, and out of true frustration, once again, and this happens quite often today to those of us here at our Police and Military Association, we have people talking about it's over, it's late, the country's lost, and we have to go to a force of arms. We have to start the violent revolution to get it back. And this is always disturbing to me at a time especially when we're growing and growing and growing, and people are waking up all across the nation today in larger numbers, and we're winning this thing. And, of course, the people don't understand that. The ones that come up to me and talk like this just don't understand this. But the frustration level is growing higher and higher. I don't think I have to tell our listeners that. I think you get out and talk to your family and relatives and friends and people in the community, and you find, too, that the frustration level with us losing our freedoms right and left and us having our children taken away in these wars for these international crime families benefit only, and the loss of lives, 1,700 almost of our soldiers are dead, that the government is admitting today. Now, we've heard that through our sources in the military, at our two police and military associations here, that twice that many have been lost. But regardless, if there's only 10 soldiers lost, it's too many when we're not there doing anything that benefits America or safeguards the American people or our Constitution. And so we're going to have a different path to follow at this time other than violent revolution. And we're going to talk about that tonight with Pastor Everett Ramsey, if he is on the line with us. So we'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere, so make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. And we do have Pastor Everett Ramsey on with us, Dr. Everett Ramsey on with us. And I want to give a little background before we start here. A number of years ago, and I'll have to ask him when that was, because I'm looking at a flyer. I'm looking at a flyer that we drew up several years ago on the assault on religion. The cops here in Phoenix, or in Phoenix, Arizona, I was one of those police officers that drew up this flyer. And the reason we did is because we received pictures in Phoenix of pastors who in Nebraska who had been arrested by the police, and they had been arrested for preaching Christianity to their children in Nebraska religious school. They had a school in their church, and the feds said they had to use, I maybe get some of this wrong, and we'll be asking Pastor Ramsey about it when we get him on, but they had to use NEA teaching tools, books and so forth, which teach humanism and socialism and so forth. And they weren't doing that, so they came in, the police came in and arrested Pastor Ramsey and others in his church, and families were actually drug out. We have a picture of a man here holding his Holy Bible and 2 officers on each of his arms, dragging him on his knees out of the church. And it appalled me as a police officer in Phoenix, Arizona. It just shocked my senses. And I got very angry. And so I became involved and ordered a videotape that Pastor Ramsey's people had put out on this issue and started showing it around Phoenix, the sixth largest city in the United States, to the churches and telling the people that they better get out of the churches and do something other than just praying to get the heaven out of here and start standing up to corrupt government leaders and so forth. I don't know if it did any good. But I was then blessed to meet Pastor Everett Ramsey and meet him personally and travel up to Nebraska and meet some of the wonderful people up there. And so this man was a man after my own heart. I mean, he was the man that stood up, went to jail. As a matter of fact, several times I believe he went to jail standing up the way God tells us to stand up to evil in government. And so he's a personal hero of mine and many people across the United States. And in prison, he wrote a very important book, something by the name of The First Padlock Church in America, that taught us a lot about government churches today, churches that have government licenses and how the government says that they are government churches. And so with that said, I want to call him to the microphone here because we have a lot to talk about. I opened the program tonight telling you that people keep coming up to me all the time now and saying, Jack, it's time to get our guns and start a revolution against these evil government leaders. And I keep telling them, you know, this is not the time and that we have not obeyed God. And we talked about this before on the program and about imprecatory prayers and asking God to remove these people. So I've asked Pastor Everett Ramsey to be on with us tonight because he has used and succeeded with imprecatory prayers and something else that he'll talk to us about tonight, folks, called courts of divine justice that the churches are supposed to use against those that are destroying God's people at this time and standing up and assaulting God himself. So with that, let's call to the microphone here Pastor Everett Ramsey, my hero. Good to have you on with us tonight, brother.
Well, it's good to be there and be a part of this program. And Officer McLam, we've really appreciate all that you've done over the years with your own ministry and what you're trying to do to wake up officers and Americans and others. I don't believe that the majority of officers and Americans want to see what's happening, and they're somewhat perplexed. A lot of the times we see these laws and regulations implemented, and it just seems like there's nothing we can do. We can't win at the ballot box. We can't win at the legislature. And so we get frustrated, and that's why the courts of divine justice and the imprecatory prayers are so important. Unfortunately, the churches and the pastors are not doing their part in bringing this out and using it.
Well, that's why you're on tonight, Pastor. We need to get it out because I'm very afraid that we're not following God's law if we go to arms at this time when God has told us to use these tools that he has given us to slay or knock out of power his enemies. And so please talk to us about this. And also, I want you to tell us about the success you had, which is very motivating and stimulating. Every time I hear it, I just say, yes, Lord, hallelujah, because it just gets me excited, brother. Please go ahead, take the microphone and proceed.
Well, I agree with you that there have been periods in my own life when I felt like that maybe going to war or arming ourselves was the thing to do, but the thing that kept me from moving in that direction was the fact that no matter how strong we are, they have more guns and more bigger guns, and they certainly have surveillance today that we, our forefathers were not even aware could exist. So when we read in the revolutionary days of our forefathers getting together to plan actions for defeating tyrants, and we get enthralled and want to do that, it's not possible. So we have to learn how to depend upon those weapons which God has given us, and those weapons are spiritual. And the truth is they're more effective, and they're much more final, and appeal than using weapons. And people who use weapons, certainly we should defend ourselves and our families if we're ever attacked wrongfully, but those who organize and go out with weapons almost always are defeated at some point, and they're always made to look worse than they really are. And even now, I understand they're trying to pass laws in California that those of us who have complaints against the government will be registered as sex offenders, and they will keep track of us and so forth. So
yeah.
The media and legislators and government are always trying to find ways to defeat God's people. But the courts of divine justice, after we had won our struggle in Nebraska back in 1984.
84, that's what it was.
Yes, 1984. From 1979 to 1984, we struggled in that state over the Christian schools and the church and the home schools, and all we were trying to do was be left alone to train our children in the Lord, and we were successful at that. Our testing scores were much better than the state averages in the academic area. But the state was very bent on trying to enforce their law to license and register and certify the curriculum and so forth, because they had an agenda, as you mentioned, the NEA, the National Education Association, and those in the world educational system, all are one system, and they want our children to be brought up in a socialistic communistic type of one world new order type government.
Yes.
So they were more concerned about that than whether our children actually got educated. And but we did win eventually. And through this process of trying to fight in the courts, and of course the media just tore us all up and painted us as the most terrible people in the world. You would have thought we were baby killers the way they spoke of us. But we learned to read the scriptures and to search God's word. And David prayed many, many imprecatory prayers. Imprecatory meaning that he pleaded or imprecatated God to intervene on his behalf against his enemies. And Psalm 35 and Psalm 107, Psalm 109, there are many of the Psalms which are nothing more than David praying that God would fight his battle with the enemies. And we learned to do that. And in 1984, myself, Dr. McCurry, Dr. Dixon, and a few others, we formed a group of pastors, and we decided to pray and ask God to direct us in how to use these imprecatory prayers to successfully stop government's aggression against the churches and pastors in America. The first time we tried that was in Indiana. There was a pastor in a town in Indiana who the county had gotten kind of vicious with him about taxing the church property, and they asked for all the church records and so forth, and he didn't have any records, and he couldn't produce them, and the judge threw him in jail on contempt of court and said, "You will stay there until you produce the records." And he said, "Well, that's forever." And the attorneys, I believe Attorney Gibbs and some others, were involved in trying to get him out. And there simply was no legal maneuver to get him out that they could find.
Yes.
And so we went to the courthouse. And basically what we did is we drew up a form similar to the court documents you would find today, where it says in the Supreme Court or in the county court or in the district court. We just said in the divine court of God.
Yeah.
And then we would put down the people who were obstructing the justice, the judge, the sheriff, the prosecutor. And it was brought by the people of God, the Church of God. And then we would read off a list on the county courthouse steps. We invited the press and Christians to come, and we read off the charges.
Hold that thought there, okay. Pastor. This is going to get very interesting, folks, so please tune in. We're going to take a couple-minute break, and we'll be right back. This is going to get very exciting for all those that love God. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200. Or visit the website at www.airandair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Yes, folks, I love activist Christians. I just love them to the bottom of my soul. Christians that are not just sitting around praying to get the heaven out of here, but are actually taking command, taking control, and getting back to what we're supposed to be doing. And Pastor Everett Ramsey is about to tell us about God's people going to the courthouse where the assault on God's people has been occurring. And Pastor, pick it up from where you left off there.
Yeah, we were at the courthouse. We had invited Christians to come, pastors. Usually we have from 50 to 500, depending on when it took place. And in this particular case, we read the charges, and the people voted, found them guilty of breaking God's law and the law of the land. And then we just simply knelt and bowed and put our hands upon the courthouse and the jailhouse and asked God to intervene and do what was right. To our greatest amazement, which, you know, if you have faith, you're not supposed to be amazed when things happen.
So amen, brother.
Most of us have so little of it that when they do, we are amazed.
True.
And it was a few days. We went home and left it with God. And only a couple of days later, the pastor called Brother Dixon and said, I'm out of jail. And Brother Dixon said, well, how did you get out? He said, I don't know. The sheriff just came in and said, get out of here and get your clothes and go. And he said, well, don't I have to have a hearing? And he said, no. He said, if you don't get out, we're going to throw you out. So that was the first round.
Praise the Lord.
Later on, we had a case in Bend, Oregon, where a young man had was being prosecuted as a criminal, allegedly for some type of child abuse or child molestation, when it totally was not correct. It was being framed because he had preached against and exposed some wicked people in the city in high places. And we showed up at the court, went through the same thing, and it was very interesting that while we were doing this, there was a gentleman walking around out. I think we had about 150 pastors and Christians there, and there was a gentleman walking around with a rope tied in the shape of a noose.
Oh, yeah.
He was walking around as if he was going to hang some of us preachers and trying to intimidate us. But we went ahead and had our court of divine justice. Again, we knelt and prayed and left it with God. And that very afternoon, the judge who was hearing the case had a heart attack, went to the hospital. He asked for Dr. Dixon or someone to come and see him. And he did go see him. And he told them that he was going to release this young preacher and that this really was not a good case and it was over with and so forth. Well, we were all rejoicing and we went home. And a few weeks later, he was back on the bench, and he sentenced this young preacher to 6 years in prison.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's very interesting. In less than 30 days, he died. The judge died.
Yes.
The young man had to suffer the cost, but God honored the court of divine justice. We had another case down in Texas where many people knew Brother Otwell, and he'd had a children's home, and the state had gone in and broken the doors down to the church and ransacked the place and trying to get the children and all of that all over a licensure issue. And this raid was led by the sheriff of Tarrant County, Texas, who was a Southern Baptist deacon.
Oh, my goodness.
And so we had went down and had a court of divine justice. And a few days later, this sheriff, who was also a breeder of fine Appaloosa horses, was out riding his famous steed. And for no reason, the steed threw him up in the air, and he came down on the saddle horn, wound up in the hospital, all spread out on stretchers. And he called Brother Otwell, and Brother Otwell went down to see him, and he said, well, I just want you to know I got a message from God, and I won't ever be on your property again.
Hallelujah.
So that was kind of the end of that one. There were several others. There was one particular case where there was a pastor, Earl Lindell, out in Oklahoma. He was kind of alone. He was being harassed by the IRS, and he took a strong Bible stand in the courtroom. He had a woman judge, and she threw him in prison. It was a federal court. Threw him in prison, jail, local jail, on contempt of court because he wouldn't provide certain information and so forth. And he began to contact everyone and just ask people to pray imprecatory prayers against this judge, hoping and believing that she would change her mind, let him out, or do whatever. And he had been in that jail for a couple of weeks, and the judge was driving to work one morning on the interstate and had a wreck and was killed. And so the judge who took her place called him in and simply released him. He was released.
I see.
We saw some real things there. Now, the only thing I would warn people about is we're always getting people who say, you know, I need you to come and have a court of divine justice because my wife, she's just turned into a regular heathen and she's given me all these problems. Well, doesn't work that way.
Doesn't work that way. That's right. Okay, brother, hang on now. We're coming up on another break, folks. And I'm telling you, God's people, if we just come out of the churches and stop warming those pews with our derriere, we could make things happen in this nation again, brother. We'll be right back with more of the program. Stay tuned.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
I can't believe it.
It's really, it's amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
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 We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
I can see it. The women right now are in the kitchen looking out at their husband, who once again is spending quality time with the family, has a six-pack of beer, is watching the ball game and tells his family to be quiet, and her in the kitchen doing these imprecatory prayers against him. Brother, when are we supposed to use these prayers and when are we not? What's these situations?
Well, the best rule, the thing that we have proven where God is most effective and will become most effective is when government or anyone is preventing a Christian from carrying out his mission for the Lord. Now, you know, we all know the problems with the income tax, and we all know the problems with the IRS. We all know the problems with many of the things that are in the world, the money system. But we can't just stand off on the side and say, Lord, I pray imprecatory prayers against Alan Greenspan and the Federal Reserve because it's wrong. The truth
well,
is...
why not? Why not? I thought that would be a good one.
Well, because I don't know anybody that is being hindered from doing, building churches or winning souls or spreading the gospel or establishing, the faith, because of the Federal Reserve. Now, that some people could argue, well, that's because they're robbing the people. We don't have the money we need. And I mean, you know, you go around the horn.
Okay.
But there's nothing as direct, with, let's say with the Federal Reserve, it's not as direct as a local judge and sheriff coming to your church and putting a padlock on your door saying you can't go in there.
That's right.
Now, that's pretty direct, and that is preventing you from carrying out your mission. So when you have imprecatory prayers, especially as a group, as a church, and as a body of many churches, I don't believe God has ever failed us when we have gone in that fashion. We had imprecatory prayers and a court of divine justice at the Internal Revenue Service back in 1984 and at the United Nations and at the Supreme Court. And at the Department of Justice, we did all of that. We still have the videos. We still have the pictures. A lot of people involved. I cannot say that I know of anything particularly that God has done directly in those. I do believe this. I believe that the timing is not always what we would like for it to be. We'd like to see him strike them down today, and it may be next year. It may be 10 years from now.
And it's God's timing, not ours.
Absolutely.
Right.
So the key is to have men and women who seek the Lord, and they have a common agreement as to, yes, this is where it needs to be applied and needs to be done. Here recently we were considering, I can't remember now exactly what it was, but somebody said, well, we need to have a court of divine justice on this particular, I know what it was on Morris Dees, for instance. He's probably one of the greatest evils, and he has done more to hinder for instance, my ability to work and the ability of some of my dear friends in the ministry.
Yes.
And so we still have him under consideration as a possibility.
Well, I think that's a good one for God to just remove any way he sees fit, brother. So
right.
I vote for Morris Lee being taken out of the way.
Well, that is one that we are prayerfully considering, and the thing is, God did kind of intervene a little bit a while back. And really messed his ball game up. I think there was a militia group up in Michigan or somewhere where the court ordered him to give them their mailing list because he had sent out a mailing that did them some damage and so forth.
Oh.
And so he kind of took a back seat.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard about that or not.
I had not heard about that. Very, very good. Yes, he's one of the main instruments by Lucifer using against God's people in this.
Absolutely.
Plan. That's for sure. Well, now, imprecatory prayers, in this letter you sent out to us some years back, matter of fact, 1998, says here, imprecatory prayers is for the individual use, and courts of divine justice is for churches through their elders and pastors.
Right, right.
So I am praying, brother, imprecatory prayers to those that are stopping and destroying and injuring God's people. Am I okay on
that? Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
And the more of us, the more we can... we have to be careful about making lists, because now if you get a list on the web that says we're praying that God will either remove or restrain these people, they take it as a personal threat of physical harm, and you know, you have to be careful about that.
Yes,
but
yes.
There has to be some way for us as God's people to communicate and build a list of our greatest enemies. And pray. Yes, I pray imprecatory prayers all the time against people that I believe are directly hindering the work of God.
Yes.
And I don't believe Hustler magazine, and I don't believe pornography and all of that. I hate it, and I think it's bad, but I don't see that. If Christians wouldn't look at it, it wouldn't hurt us.
That's
hurt
true.
The Christians. So it's their fault.
Well, and also, brother, a lot of this comes upon us by God's hands.
Yes.
And God is punishing his people for withdrawing because of the misinterpretations of Romans 13, this we should obey everything evil government tells us to do because all evil governments of God, and the rapture doctrine, why fight, we're on the next flight, you know, we're going to hide out and wait because we're leaving next week. So I think a lot of this, God is not going to answer your prayers, because he's bringing judgment on his people from withdrawing from the battlefield against his enemies.
Well,
am I wrong on that?
No, I think that the judgment of God is being brought upon us as a nation for many things. I believe that 9/11, I have the, as Brother McCurry says, I have the gift of suspicion. And I don't even trust my own government in that particular act. But the thing that the message that I got out of 9/11 was, is God was lowering his hand of protection, saying, America, you've never been hit. You've never been bombed. You've never been hurt drastically by a foreign power. I want you to see what it's like. And he gave us a little taste. And if America doesn't repent as a nation of their wickedness and their unlawfulness with God, we're going to see more of it.
We're going to see more.
Yes. And I when Bush gets up and says, well, Al-Qaeda's a threat, I don't know if they're the threat, but I do know that God's a threat.
Yes. And I know that Bush and the crime families that he's been in them for years and years are a threat to God and
absolutely.
His people, too.
Absolutely. Yes. This whole one of my latest newsletters, I dealt specifically about the history of the Eye of Horus and the Cult of Horus, I called it, which is actually the skull and crossbones and many of the other things that our leaders or almost all of our leaders are involved in these occultish organizations, and they have oaths of disloyalty to God and oaths of disloyalty to America. And when a president is saying, I've been born again, well, you better be sure you know which born again he's talking about. Maybe he was born again in the crypt as he got out of the crypt in the...
In the tomb.
Yeah, in the tomb.
Yeah.
So, you know...
Bones tomb that he was in.
Don't accept that term as always meaning exactly what we mean it to mean.
Well, Pastor... Ramsey, I want to ask you to do something. I want you to tell the people how to get a hold of you, because we did talk earlier, and you do have some tapes available on imprecatory prayers and Court of Divine Justices. And, and also, I want to ask you, is it okay to open the phone lines up and see if we have callers out there that would like to ask some questions?
Be glad to talk to anybody.
Let's give out that number, and then we can give out your information while we're waiting for people to call.
Okay,
folks, it's 800 to call in to speak to Pastor Ramsey, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Pastor, go ahead and give out your contact information.
All right, they need to write me at P.O. Box. I don't have a P.O. Box anymore. I forgot to change that. They need to send the mail to 16800 Sunset Drive.
Okay.
Houston, Missouri, not Texas.
Okay.
And the zip code is 65483.
Good deal. Okay. And what would they ask for, and what would be a good donation? Because I know very well here at our Volunteer Police and Military Association, brother, that it does cost money to send out tapes and postages up and everything. So,
well, we have
a good donation for what you could send them.
If they want to write me or send me a note, we'll send them samples of everything and give them some suggested donations. The newsletter that we do once a month, we ask people to give us $50 a year for that.
Okay.
And if they want the tape ministry that we have, which is actually a Bible study and deals with some of the issues that are in our world, that one, we ask people to support us with $25 a month. That may seem a little hefty to people. If they just want to order the tapes, one tape is $5. If they want more than that, they need to pay at least $3 or $4 a piece for any added tapes to that.
Okay. And what would they ask for about these tapes for a Court of Divine Justices and Precatory Prayer?
Well, just they can either say tapes related to the Jack McLam Show or the Court of Divine Justice, either
okay.
one.
Okay. Very good. Okay, folks. Now, I copied that down as 16800 Sunset Drive, Houston, Missouri, 65483. Did I get it right, Pastor?
I'm sorry?
Okay, it was Houston, Missouri,
right.
65483. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and it'd be directed to Dr. Ramsey or Everett Ramsey, or do you have another name?
Or they can, I think our publishing company is America Today.
Oh, America Today. Okay. Very, very good. Okay, folks. Well, I'll tell you, Pastor, the reason this is coming up, as I told you before, is we have a two police and military associations here, and we've got a lot of frustrated people out across this country, and a lot of them are cops and soldiers, too, about the direction America's going and the tyranny and despotism against all Americans, and also, of course, against Christians and people who wish to worship and to have some semblance of God and his the biblical foundations of America stay in the foundations of America, and they're being destroyed every day. And a lot of these people are thinking it's time to go to arms and to pick up arms and to go against God's enemies. And so I realized some time back, about 6 months ago, that there's got to be something else before we go to arms, because, brother, right now, and I'll bet you find this in your ministry as we do ours here, that we're awakening more and more people every day that we still have the First Amendment. And if we go to arms, the First Amendment is over. We're going to be under martial law, and we will no longer see the increase that we're getting now of God's people waking up and beginning to get out of the churches and their prayer closets and actually putting feet to their prayers and doing something. Are we off on that, or do you?
No, I think you're right. I certainly agree with that. But the thing that I've always, when I meet people who are wanting to put together something for arms, I always ask them, well, who are you going to shoot? Who are you going after? I mean, if you kill the president, that won't solve anything.
No.
If you kill all the Supreme Court justices, that won't solve anything.
That's true.
I mean, these people, they're infiltrated around the world, and if you clean out America, then you still got to clean out the world.
Yes.
So,
well, there's wannabes below each one of these puppets, like Bush, or just hoping that he slips on a banana peel and dies so they can move up and take his place.
Absolutely.
So you don't do anything by chopping at the tail of the snake, you know, because there's more snake up above. So you're right. Who do you go after?
And not only
God,
that,
at this point, I think God means us to use him through these imprecatory prayers to let him clean house if his people will pray and ask for his justice at this time, then I think it's the way to go. And if we're going to stay true to what God told us to do, and then if we're attacked, of course, then we have a right to defend ourselves.
But,
okay, well, I just heard that we have three callers on the line, Pastor. Let's go to the phone lines. Who's there, Paul? Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. You're on with Dr. Ramsey.
Yes. No, you are absolutely right about violence being the wrong way of doing it. Now, if it's defensive, that's one thing.
That's right.
But I can cite two historical examples of different types of people. Like in the Roman Empire, for instance, the true Christians turned the Roman Empire upside down. But the zealots, if you study the history of the zealots wanted to physically overthrow the Roman Empire. Their fate was at the top of Masada.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, right.
Absolutely, and so I agree with that. Thank you.
Yes, and a closing comment. Al Cuppett, you ever read Al Cuppett's material?
I have over the years.
Brilliant man. He wrote this that the conspiracy is using the armed factions to fight each other the same way that the Nazis used the brown shirts and the people and the Weimar loyalists to fight each other, and then the black shirts were in the wings to clip the brown shirts, the Knight of the Long Knives.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen in America. The militia is going to fight the armed factions of the loyalist government, and then the foreign troops are going to come in and take over.
Yes, Jeff. Don't you think, Jeff, that this is a time of awakening? I know we find that out at our two police and military associations. And why stop our forward motion by going to arms and having the government put us under martial law, and we no longer have programs like this on the radio? We no longer have newsletters like Dr. Ramsey's and ours here.
Right.
And so everything ends And whoever we have on our side at this time, if armed conflict starts, is all we've got. And I think the enemy would love us to go to arms right now because it would stop our forward motion.
Yes, you are so right. Like myself, for instance, I get on talk shows as a caller. I called up 3 liberal talk shows to talk about depleted uranium that I got on.
Yes.
If we got into an armed conflict, I would not have a voice anymore.
That's right. My voice
would be cut off.
That's right. Yes.
So,
Jeff, thank you for that very insightful information. Thank you so much. Okay, let's go to the next caller. Paul, who's there? Steve in Arizona. Welcome, Steve. You're on with Pastor Everett Ramsey.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember, we talked to a couple, 3 years ago, and I was trying to get some information together for the local sheriff's department out in this county.
Okay.
Anyhow, your website, Police and Military Against the New World Order, had dashes. Is that still true? And then you have another one, jackmclam.net.
Yes. Hold on, Steve. We're coming up on the break. We'll be right back. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with you, folks. Stay tuned. Back in just a couple minutes here.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly-absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Folks, we're coming back fast here because we've got 3 callers on the line, and we also want Pastor Ramsey to give out his information one more time. I know people were running for their pencils and papers, so let's go back to Steve in Arizona. Steve, wrap it up here for us, would you?
Okay. I was just going to tell you there's some good news. I've got a CB base station that I've been blasting out websites. I've listened to the Patriot broadcast shortwave for over 8 years.
Fantastic.
I've copied down over 120 different websites, including yours now.
Okay.
And drivers all over the country, when I shoot skip, word of mouth travels.
It sure does.
I'd say there's probably about 30% of the truck drivers that I've seen come through out here that are aware.
Praise the Lord, Steve.
And another thing,
for that good work, brother. Thank
another
you.
Thing, I heard you yesterday talking about a fellow wanting you to come down and see how many chips taking you to the mothership.
Right, yes.
I laughed like heck at the mothership, but I'll tell you what, that chip business, it's for real. A fellow called in Alex Jones, Brigade Quartermaster's Catalog, actionarms.com.
Yeah.
They offer a DP sniper rifle with a micro chip that's GPS trackable. Yuma, the TV reported some people that went to the doctor here, it was like 4 years ago, where they removed these little pellets. They're very small.
Yes.
And anybody...
Chips are real, Steve. They sure are.
Oh, yeah. It's a foreign-made rifle. And a little... Just to anybody that might be out there listening that's into this, you got to realize this now because an invasion of the body is illegal.
Okay, Steve. We got to run on now. But listen, very good points. Thanks for calling in and call back again, okay? All right, let's go to David in Arizona. David in Arizona, man, Arizona's listening tonight. Go ahead, David.
Hello, Jack.
Good to have you on.
Good to hear you, too. Your frequency is sounding really good tonight. I'll make it real quick. Pastor Ramsey, I would like to get your comment on the concentration camps that we know that the U.S. government is building around this country. Do you know much about that, and do you know what they're planning to do with the martial law plan?
1984, I put out a tape and a book on the concentration camps that existed at that time and the ones they were planning. I gave locations and so on, and I haven't really followed it in the later time. I know they're still working on it. I'd still put out the material that I have, and I know there's some other people have done more work on it, but I haven't made that a priority in my list of things.
Right, you know about the foreign troops they're bringing in here. They're getting ready for martial law.
Sure.
They're bringing a lot of Czechoslovakian and Latvian troops.
Sure, all under the guise of training, I understand.
Yes.
Thank you, David. Thank you for calling in. Let's go to Chris in New York. Chris, wrap it up for us here. We're just about totally out of time, brother.
Yeah, God bless you. Could you repeat, what is that called, imprecatory prayer?
Right.
Imprecatory prayer. Spell it for us, Pastor, will you?
I-M-P-R-E-C-A-T-O-R-Y.
Okay.
Do you know specifically what book in the King James Bible that's found in?
Well, you won't find the word, but you'll find the prayers in the Psalm. Psalm 35 is one.
Okay.
Psalm 107 is one. Psalm 109. There's several of them in the Psalms.
Okay. Listen, Chris, we want to give out his address again real quick, okay? Talk to you later. Pastor, what's the name of that organization again they write to?
They can write to America Today.
Okay, and the address?
Is 16800 Sunset Drive, Houston, Missouri, 65483. And my website is jacobsairs.com.
Oh, Jacob's Air? How do you spell that?
Jacob, JACOBSHEIRS.com.
Oh, jacobsairs.com.
Yes.
Very good, brother. Well, thank you so much for tonight, and we just love you. And
thank you
for standing up for God's people and teaching us these very important doctrines, okay?
Well, thank you for carrying on.
Lord bless you, brother. We'll talk to you later now.
Right,
okay, folks, that's it for tonight. That's all. And I don't forget, folks, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Have a great night.
Every Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.